Yeah, welcome here to FOSDEM and to my talk with the title Insights in Statistics about the Android Open Source Project, or in short, a deep dive into AOSP. I'm Stephen Langfeld. I'm a software engineer for embedded and Linux embedded and Android embedded. And why did I did this project via deep dive into Android Open Source Project? Because sometimes I like to collect and order things. So I have a sister project that is called the Live 555 Unofficial Archive and Mirror, where I collect source code tables. Because this project, software project, does not have a Git repository and does not have a tarball mirror system. He just releases one tarball each month. And so in this project, I'm collecting tarballs. Now I've turned to AOSP and collecting AOSP releases. What was my goal? I wanted to inspect and watch all these repositories that the Google has on his Git servers, so the android.google.source Git servers. And here you see a screenshot. This is the overview of all the Git repositories, or the website where you can also click on the links and dive into the Git repositories in a web interface. And yeah, I wanted to watch all of the Git repositories, so if there's a new tag or a new branch, I want to be informed what is happening there and what also other interesting stuff is in there that you normally do not see or not notice. What do you need for such endeavor? Requirements, yeah, you need good downstream bandwidth, enough storage, some compute power to run some computations, and yeah, some basic Linux distro. So I've not done it on my home server because the downstream bandwidth is not good enough. So I was going shopping to the Hetzner server Börse and just bought one used server there. 62 gigs of RAM, two disks, 12 core something machine, Debian 13. Tooling what I used, make Python Ninja Shell, and what you will see in these slides, I use gnuplot to draw the graphs. But it's, yeah, this was my setup to watch and inspect the Git repositories of Android. And yeah, it costs somehow 45 euros per month to rent the server. So if you are an AOSP engineer, you will know that quite well. For everyone else, this is the tool or repo tool to check out the source code from Android, from AOSP. So you type repo init, and then you have this URL, and then you have a branch, the minus B branch and version name, and then you do a repo sync, which then will download all the 200 gigabytes of source code. So important thing that we come up later, so you have this kind of base URL, this will not change, android.googlesource.com. Then you have a so-called manifest repository that is containing XML files describing which other Git repositories to download. Here, the manifest repository's platform manifest. Then you have a group of release we will dive into shortly that are different group of releases the Google engineers are doing. And you have the version name. Here we have the version 16.r4 in this example. And we will come up to all the different parts later in the talk. A bit of caution, I was tried to be very accurate with my statistics, but yeah, there may be some bugs and issues or things I missed out. So, question. I've downloaded all 3,040 Git repositories from the Google service, and this count is going up steadily every month. And in the end, it was 1.6 of terabyte of Git clone data. And now I started to do the number crunching and look into all the repositories that you find all in the 3,000 repositories. First observation is there is not a single manifest repository for repo, but there are 8 different manifest repositories on these Google Git servers. So we have kernel, mirror, platform. These are highlighted here because these are the manifest repositories that are recently used and pushed to. So there we see releases are still ongoing. Then there are also other manifest repositories called accessories, Brillo, we will come to back that later, toolchain, tools, and Swasti. And these are updated manifest repositories. So you see at the dates, for example, the last release to Brillo was done in 2016. We will come to back. So one observation is on these Git servers, not only poor Android is released, but also a different stuff of things are released in different manifest repositories. And I also put in the count of tags and branches. This correlates to the amount of releases Google engineers is doing there. And you see mostly that the main releases and most of the releases are done in the well-known platform manifest repository. Now we look into the biggest one of these platform manifest repositories, where you normally get your Android source code. If you look into the repositories and the tag names and the branch names, you will find different groups of releases. There's not a single type of release for Android. The common known is the Android group, I call that. That is the normal AOSP release, but you have also other groups. For example, you have Android mainline releases, you have Android CTS releases, you have Android security, platform, and VTS releases. And all of these are different kind of releases for the same source code. Then there's also a group that is called Studio, which you see has a bit of small amount of count. Count is the count of Git repositories that is referenced. So the amount of Git repositories you download when you check out such a release. So Studio are the Android Studio plugins that are used in Android Studio. And also there's a group called NDK. So the NDK is the native development kit, and also the releases for the NDK are put into this manifest repository. And yeah, and I've put in here the first release date and the last release date. You see, so for example, Android is still released, Android Mainline. The last release for Android Mainline was 2022 in May, in March, for example. We'll come to back that. This is now the first graph I'm showing. So we are now looking in at the first group of releases. This is the time is on the x-axis, the y-axis is the count of projects. So as you may know that Android is increasing in size every release, and this is kind of showing that. So the amount of Git repositories you have downloaded is increasing with every year and release of Android. And yeah, it's kind of a linear increase of amount of stuff that we see in Android and AOSP. Some details to highlight. You see on the right side this Android 16 release, the green thing, and the green line is below the releases before, for example, the violet stuff. So why has Android 16 less projects? Why does less Git repositories are referenced? This was interesting for me, so I dived into and what I found. One thing I found is that Rust. So previously, in the previous releases, the Google engineers have put every Rust dependency into its own Git repository. So we had hundreds of Git repositories cloned. But with Android 16, I see nodding from the ground, Android 16, they have changed that. They have introduced external Rust Android crates IO. This is now a single Git repository containing all the Rust dependencies, and they have some tooling to pull in all the Rust dependencies into a single bigger Git repository. One other thing why it's decreasing is, as we heard in the previous presentation, that Google does not release the Android Pixel devices to AOSP anymore. And also in 2025 in June, they have also removed the repositories from the manifest files. So therefore also the count of Git repositories has decreased. What is other interesting is that you see on the violet graph, the violet thing, and you see it's a bit high, and then it's go down and high and down and high. And what is going there on? The thing is that I've learned just in the last year is if you have these Android underscore R releases, and these are releases are done every month or so, and in the Y they have increased the number. For example, here below you see a screenshot of the website codenames, tags, build, numbers from AOSP, and you see the releases R30, R31, and R32. The number is going up. You may think of that as a linear increasing release with a Git repository, with a Git commit history that is going on linearly. this is not the case. There are different kinds of families in these R releases. And these families are based on, I think, the phone models. So also on the website, you see note down for which phone models are R releases done. For example, you see here that below the R30 is done for Pixel 9, the R31 is done for Pixel 9A, and the 32 is done for Pixel 6, 6 Pro and something. And these are really completely different code bases with different Git histories. So even so, the R thing is increasing linearly, it's not really a linear history because Google has different code bases internally just pushing into a linear history. And also previously security releases were also done on this normal R releases. Back to some statistics. Now here we look into a graph that is counting the files in the top level folders and how over the different Android versions the amount is increasing. And yeah, the overall file count is going up steadily. The most biggest folders are, if you know AOSP, then you already know that that's the external folders, so all the external dependencies making up more of the half of files of AOSP. Then we also have the pre-built folder, which is quite big, containing two toolchain binaries, and all of that is also very big. And then you have 20%, 30% of actual code in the AOSP. One thing to note that the sheer file count is decreasing with Android 6. I do not know why. Maybe there was a cleanup effort. And in Android 13, also the amount of files has decreased, which we also see in the next graph. This is not the file count, but the different file types. So for example, split up in different programming languages, for example. What I can highlight is, for example, the big green thing. The big green thing are Java files. So you see that the majority, one thing to note is that we are not looking into external and pre-builds that are cut out in this graph. So just the plain AOSP code done by the Google engineers. So the majority of code you see in Android and is running in Android is at really Java code. So we have here more than half of the code is Java files. And yeah, one interesting to note is, for example, the transition from MK files to BP files, so from Kati to Song. For example, Kati is the violet thing at the bottom, and you see that it starts to increase until something Android 9, and then starts to decrease, and the BP files starting to appear at around Android 8, and yeah, increasing until now. And what is interesting, as I said, in Android 13, somehow in Android 13, Google engineers have removed a lot of Java files. Maybe some cleanup effort is going on there. Okay, I've told you about the different groups of Android releases, and we have looked at the main group of Android releases for the Pixel phones. Now we look into our other group of Android releases, the security releases. The security releases also date on the bottom, count of projects at the y-axis. The Android security releases with the special group tag started around 2021. Before, there was also security releases, but they were done in the normal main group. And what you see here is that the security releases are really on a very, very regular schedule, as expected. Every month, Google engineers have done a security release for different versions of Android. And you can see so around every point in time, you see at least three Android versions are patched with security releases. What is still interesting is that starting with, here you see the mouse, starting with the mid of 2025, the amount of security releases or the cadence of security releases has decreased. So we are not seeing any security releases any month, but now any quarter. And this was an announcement by Google or some semi-announcement by Google, just found out by some guys watching. That yeah, they switched to just quarterly security releases to not monthly security releases anymore. And yeah, this you will find here in this graph and in the data. This is happening. We have less security releases of Android anymore. Then I shortly briefly mentioned Brillo and Android Things. Brillo was an IoT operating system for constrained devices. Thanks. It was, it's so-called Android without Java parts. It was announced in 2015. If you want to read more about that, yeah, there's a blog post by Chris Simmons about that. And yeah, and if you want to check out the source code, it's still there on the Git servers. The source code is in the manifest Brillo repository. There's the XML files where you can point to with repo and then check out the source code. There are just around 10 branches, so Google engineers did just 10 releases, open source releases of Brillo. And as already seen, the last update to Brillo was done in September 16. And the official, so this where the last source code drop was done. And officially, the announcement was then done in December 2016 that Brillo was discontinued. So the official announcement really correlates to the source code changes. Wrong direction. So, but Brillo was not the last attempt. Brillo has morphed then into Android Things. That is an Android variant, including Java for bigger IoT devices, for example, smart speakers. The releases were not done in the Brillo manifest repository, but in the normal platform manifest repository on special branches. These branches contain the IoT name in it. First source code drop was in February 17. Last source code drop was in 22. And officially, the first version was announced in 18, but maybe if you follow the space, or at this time follow the space, Android Things is already a thing of the past. It was shut down, officially announced to be shut down in 2022, and the final shutdown was in 2020, and final shutdown was in 22. And if you want to check out the source code, again, it's still there. You can look at it. Look at these tags called Android N IoT release something or Android O MR1 IoT release something. There we will find the Android Things source code. Another thing you find in the Git servers and the release history is Android Mainline. What is Android Mainline? Also called Android Mainline Modules. The marketing name or the end user name is called Android Play System Updates. This is a mechanism in AOSP to patch core components, so stuff on the system partition, without the involvement of the phone vendor, but directly from Google onto the devices through the Google Play Store, called Android Mainline. This efforts, so goal was there to increase or to allow security updates to reach end user devices faster, because OEMs are known to delay or have troubles patching Android systems. This started around Android 10. If you do ASP development, you know this by the technical name. The technical name or technical infrastructure is called APEX, the Android Phony Express Container Format. And there are around 30 different Android mainline modules, so different parts of the system that can be patched or updated. For example, TSET data, time zone data, media, Wi-Fi, that's the la 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 la. And what is nice, these Android mainline releases are also, you will also find in the AOSP Git repositories and source code. They have switched the versioning scheme a bit. So they first started with the group Android Mainline 12R116 something. This is going up very high. And nowadays they switch to tag names like RML TZ2 and RML Wi-Fi something. And the numbers are really quite astonishing. So you see 183 and 529 releases of Android mainline modules, so quite a lot of code and churn being done by Google to produce the Android mainline modules and to ship the security updates parts or component updates to the Android phones. Here is a graph about this tech group. So here we see different tech names, Android minus mainline, RML. Again, at the bottom is the date. 10 minutes, is the date, and on the y-axis is the count of projects. This is not important. The important thing I want to here highlight is that the first versioning scheme with Android mainline releases was used from 2020 to mid-2022. At that point, they switched to a new versioning schema, the RML underscore something versioning schema, and pushed the updates to AOSP. The interesting thing is that in, I think, March, April 2025, no tags appear anymore. So these are the open, so the Android mainline modules, as far as I know, are still done to phones. So on my Fairphone, for example, I still get Android Play System updates. But the push to the open source repository AOSP does not happen anymore. At least I have not found any reference to the source code for the Android mainlines anymore. But this is maybe not so surprising, because we have seen in 2015 and 25 that a lot of releases to the AOSP of source code were scaled back. For example, security updates were scaled back, or pixel updates were scaled back. So this is the same, in the same way that they do not work anymore to update, to publish the source code of these updates. One last thing you find in the Git repositories is Android Automotive. So Android Automotive is part of AOSP. Nevertheless, the Automotive group at Google does their own releases. The releases are you will find under the name Android minus Automotive OS 15, 40 something. Here I also put the link to the source.on Android webpage. And they have also some release notes there. And yeah, I think there are ten automotive releases of AOS. And they also do a different kind of release. This is called UB minus Automotive Master. Z stands for unbundled apps, because the Google Automotive Group also releases not only the AOSP source code, but also the app source code for certain apps, and also these releases you will find in the AOSP source code or manifest repositories to check out and build. And if you want to know a bit more about build numbers and release names and QPRs and what they mean, I can highlight another talk here in the dev room. It's by Chris Simmons at 14:22:25. A quick look at Android release names and build numbers. Yeah, if you want to know more, please stay here and watch also the other talk. And with that, thanks for listening. Comments, questions, ideas. If you want to check out the data I've collected and the graphs, I've put that on Codeberg in a Git repository. And yeah, as I'm also making I'm also part of the AOSP devs group. If you want to know more about AOSP and walk to in the AOSP community, please join our community. But with that, that's everything I want to tell. Thanks. We have time for one question. Okay, no question then. Thanks and see you.